Thanks. Welcome to the Don and Debbie Show. BBS Radio.
Oh, ho, ho.
The first one's here so far. How are you doing, Debbie?
Doing good, Don.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm eating my Christmas dessert already. I couldn't wait, so now I'm...
What is it?
It's like a raspberry tart thingy. It's really good.
Does it have chocolate in it?
No, it's raspberry.
Just raspberry? Welcome to whatever call this is. Would you like to see your name and location?
It's Jane. It's Monday night call.
Hi, Jane. Thanks.
Hi.
I think you should be in charge here. Just
no,
you,
no.
Me, and Debbie so far, and BBS.
Okay. All righty.
So we'll turn it over to you. You can entertain us all, Jane.
No. I'm going to mute myself.
No, Jane.
No, Jane, no.
I can entertain everybody. Okay.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. How's everybody tonight?
Good.
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 There's only four of us on the call so far, plus BBS, of course.
Okay.
Let me do my lentil soup.
Boy, that was good.
Interesting call yesterday, the early call, with when Lauren was interacting with the channeling.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that one. I had to be with family.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas.
I think we all learned a lot on that call. Stuff we didn't know.
Such as?
About the Zetas.
Oh, that's true. That was one of the things.
Yeah.
Don't seem very trustworthy to me.
Nope.
Then we learned something about DNA.
Yeah.
Then we learned some other things, which I don't remember anymore. Oh, they were talking about some kind of geometry in planets and Merkaba. I got the sense that Lauren didn't agree with that part.
Or part of it, yeah.
But I don't speak for Lauren.
He is super smart.
Yep. That's why I don't speak for him. I am not qualified. Where is everybody today?
Shopping, probably. Christmas shopping. Probably traffic.
It's real.
I think
serious
you're right.
Procrastination.
Yeah.
Last minute, getting ready for the holidays.
Jane, you're usually on the Saturday calls, aren't you? The early calls. Welcome to the Monday night call. If you'd like to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Bonnie.
Hi, thank you. Hi, guys.
Sorry to come in. Hi, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Jerry.
Terry.
Welcome to the
Hi. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Not too many of us here so far.
Lynn should be here shortly.
Okay. You guys going to do something live, or are you going to do a replay?
I'm not sure what he's going to do.
Got to do your, you're going to do something about dreams, remember?
Yeah.
Still need to do that. I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have
a,
your
Quinn,
dream
Washington.
Is interesting. Do you do like metaphysical work after you go to bed?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Hello.
Terry, Debbie, you've got a Christmas present in your GoFundMe thing. You need to go on there.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wanda up in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
And Phyllis and Squim.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi,
Phyllis. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say their name?
Yes, Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Oh.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
So, Terry, do you travel around a lot in your dreams?
I have all kinds of dreams. It's like I have dreams of working in the attorney's office.
What office?
I used to work for an attorney, and I have dreams of working there.
Oh, boy.
There.
I would not want to dream about work. Need to short circuit those and get to something interesting.
Right.
Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Don. Shirley from Ohio. Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Shirley.
Shirley.
Welcome to the call. Terry, do you try to program in while you're falling asleep and try to program him in for a certain kind of dream or a certain subject or anything?
No, I don't. I don't. I get all kinds of dreams.
You program it to not dream about work. That's about the worst dream I can imagine.
Hi, Sandy. Greetings from Sedona.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Did I hear Wynn or no?
Yep.
Not yet.
Oh.
Oh, Wynn. Yeah. Hi.
Snuck in there.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Nobody's here tonight, are they?
Not too many people. I had to greet people. BBS is here.
Bill must be getting ready for Christmas.
Hello to BBS.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, everyone. From our hearts to everyone's hearts and homes, we truly, truly bless you all and wish you so much love, good cheer through this Christmas.
Is that Doug?
Tis I.
Yeah.
That's Doug.
Hi, hi, hi.
BBS.
Hi, Doug.
Hi,
Doug. You sound very cheery tonight, Doug.
Well, you know, it's that time of year to be cheery, even if just cheery on the outside so everybody feels that. Right?
Yep.
Right.
Shouldn't you be cheery all the time?
You should, right down to your bones.
Easier said than done.
Right. Right. That is the part of us that we all battle, isn't it? That can never know a constant level of joy.
Might get boring if it's constant.
You know, I always thought that living on bliss on tap and born that way, you wouldn't know of anything until I took you off. Then you might know the value of what you were on. So in that way, yeah, it's a perfect miracle learning and experiencing these things to understand the value of them all, no? Maybe there truly is value in all of this human chaos.
I don't know. Do you?
Santa, you naughty devil, you.
Do you ever listen to our calls, Doug?
I listen to everything in one ear and then everything again in another ear. I have two worlds going on in my ears, and that doesn't include the thing between them.
It's a good thing that God didn't give you three ears.
Right? Boy, I'd be taking in four conversations at once. Three for my ears and one for my brain.
Right.
I just hope I get to retain even all of it when I'm, you know, pass over all this information that flowed in my head. Wow. I'll either be truly crazy, or I'll be your next Santa Claus. Which do you want?
Well, you know, it's interesting to try to figure out what you actually retain. Because, you know, we've talked to some dead people here and there. Did you know that?
I believe you can retain everything, all of experience. It's just a matter of pulling it and how it resonates for you. So it's all out there.
Yeah.
You can obtain it. The question is, do you resonate in such a way as that you can attain it, you know? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I look forward to, you know, not knowing it all, I think. I think when we know it all, it's done, isn't it? Maybe not. Maybe that's when it's over. Or just beginning. In a whole nother dimension. Involving all these different kinds of dimensions we haven't even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of going outward...
I don't
think
you have to worry about knowing everything. I don't think that's going to happen.
Hi, Debbie. I see Debbie Dolphin there.
Hi, Wynn. Merry Christmas early.
Are you going to tell some jokes tonight?
No, I only send them. I don't recall what they are. You know that.
You don't recall them?
No, they go in one ear and out the other. It's like short-term memory.
Oh, that must be a dolphin characteristic, huh?
There you go.
And hi, Jane.
Hi, Wynn. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You and Terry.
And Roger. I see Roger here. And Phyllis. And Shirley, and Raiden.
Thank you for the Yelp referral. I found a great doctor, great chiropractor, and I feel like a new person.
Really?
Yes,
wonderful.
Thank you so much. I found a chiropractor that resonated so well, and yes, I really needed an adjustment from head to toe.
That's
thank you.
Great news.
Thank you for letting me know. I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes, well, you know, I'm an information hound.
Yeah. I'm still looking for a holistic doctor yet, but the acupuncture along with the chiropractic is helping.
We had a ding. Somebody like to announce their name and location?
Hi, Dawn. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Jennifer. Okay.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Are you going to do that dream call tonight, Wynn?
El Dropo Waffo?
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Hi, Wynn.
In your absence, I was asking you if you're going to do that dream call tonight.
If what?
If you're going to do that call about dreams tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Monday is like a let your hair down call. My hair is looking wild today. Okay. You know, when I was younger, I loved to have wild hair. And then I started to say I should look more professional. And I'm going back to my wild hair.
Yay. Once a hippie, always a hippie, right?
Pardon me?
once a hippie, always a hippie. That was our generation. Hair and protesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's more to hair than meets the eye.
Well, it's our
especially when
glory.
You shave it off.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That's a statement.
What? There's more to hair than meets the eye?
No. When you shave your hair off.
Yeah.
In support of someone else or whatever it might be.
I mean, do you guys think you have nerves in your hair or sensory apparatus in your hair or antenna in your hair that makes you pick up vibes differently depending on how your hair is?
I feel when you shave, when a female shaves her hair off, it's like your eyes, the window to the soul. It's like everybody, it's like you're more exposed, I feel like. It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
look at you a lot mm-hmm. differently.
I'm sure, yeah.
Are you speaking from experience, Shirley?
Yeah. I gave myself a few haircuts and took a chunk out a few times or two. But usually it was before a death of a loved one. And so I kind of linked it with maybe a past life with Native American. I think the Cherokees, that's one of the things they do, is shave their hair when a loved one passes on. And I just instinctively, it would happen by accident. But it would happen. And I'd go into work and, oh my heavens, everybody would be like shocked, you know.
It feels like if your crown chakra is activated, you know, I noticed my hair would fall differently depending on how my energies were balanced. Now, did anyone ever else notice that?
I have not.
No.
That's a really interesting thing to kind of pay attention to, though. You know, I'm going to now that you brought it up. Yeah.
Sort of like a crop circle.
It's like a crop circle, right?
I've noticed that hairstylists, though, you know, that they play with people's crown chakras, you know, when they get...
Yeah, they do.
You know. And they notice it too, that, you know, from different people after they get through styling their hair, that you know, the energy transference type thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, it took me a long time. If anyone on BBS is listening, this is just our preamble. And sometimes we never get out of the preamble, so just bear with us, okay?
Some people think that the antennas are antennas to other entity, other, like, the more long, they don't like to cut their hair because they think that they're cutting out their antennas to the other world.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person just checked in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Well, we're listening to her talk. This is David and Valerie. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Hi, David and Valerie.
Hi, David and Valerie.
We don't want to interrupt you.
I think we're out of the preamble. I think this is just the amble.
One thing to say about the hair was I heard from my prep cook, who is pretty well read on some cultures and stuff, that when they hired the American Indians into the army, World War II, when they shaved their head, they were less able to do any tracking or so. So I think your hair might be a GPS for Gaia. If, you know, shit really hit the fan, it would be not a good thing to cut your hair, leave your hair long, because it is an antenna. Okay, so there's my chills. So it's, I'm getting chills. So that's an indication from source. Thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you.
That's really, yeah, sure. I like that.
Mm-hmm. My old news, right? I didn't know.
So we're watching. I've been tracking Planet X, the Nibiru system, for the past, 20 years. But the last week or so, I have some very wild pictures. I think five either sun simulators or objects in the sky at one time. Just thought I'd throw that out there. This thing's real.
Wow.
Did you see something about 5 nights ago?
Oh, I've seen stuff every night for the past 2-3 weeks. Blue Attu has been cruising by. I saw a giant asteroid on the Mexican Mexico webcam cruising over Arizona from San Francisco. Okay, so and this thing had it was probably bigger, probably about the size of the moon. I can't tell how far it was out, but it was next to the fake sun. They were trying to hide it with, and I caught it with a screenshot, edited it, and this thing is like a giant, it has holes in it, and it's probably what they were talking about that was going to scoot past, but it's bigger than what they were saying, probably the size of Texas, maybe bigger. But this thing has dragged in stuff with it and dropped it off into our atmosphere, and there are hunks of demolished moons that have floated in with cloud envelopes on them, and so that's why we're getting the crazy skies and the crazy clouds and the weird looking objects in the sky. And there's probably, I don't know, it's like God took his jewels out and threw them on a pool table or some pool balls. There's all different colors, red, blue, green, you name it, dark cobalt blue. Attu is super blue, and it's a water planet. Nibiru is 5 times bigger than Earth, and it's a water planet with mountains and ice caps and everything else. And then there's the moons. Also, that we're catching some of the moon shots that we see on the internet are not our moon. You'll catch the giant craters in this one white moon that we're catching. And so I caught a two going over it. I think one of them has rings on it. So I have pictures of a ringed object in the daytime in between two chemtrails in the daytime. It's a ringed globe, like a, I think it's Saturn. I think what it did was this thing, as it came up from below, it tugged everything in with it. And so we're catching Jupiter. We've caught it. Somebody has caught it. Now, I say we as like a community I would like to call myself, you know, a amateur, not an astronomer, but a researcher, you know, that I've been researching this since 1989, and since 2012, I realized that it was real. Okay, one last thing real quick. This thing was supposed to do some really bad damage in 2012, and this is really way out there, but for this audience, it's appropriate, is that I have a friend named, his nickname is Joseph Five Eagles. He told me that he went back in time and made an event happen that made this thing not do the damage it was going to do, but it's still going to cruise by us. and the red one's going to do what it's supposed to do, and that has Jesus Christ on it. And then supposed to take off again, pull us out a little bit, and then slingshot us back into our solar system. And the Hopi Indians say that it will slingshot us back in going about the sun the other way. Okay, so that the information about this was released in 2012 after the last elder was ailing, and that was the protocol, was the nine elders that have this information. And there's my chills all over my body. If the last elder was ailing, then it was time to release all the information about the Blue Kachina. Okay? And that's one of the objects. And I've caught it, I think this is the third time in 3 years I've caught it going around us. So the Hopi says that the system is supposed to go around our sun three times along with us and then take off. Why three times, I don't know, but probably God only knows that. God's in control of this. And this is basically, anybody that has the Christ consciousness will be saved before this thing, the red one, comes and wipes all the evil off this planet. And then after that, a shift will happen, and the earth will shed the evil, like the snake shed the skin, and become a light earth. And we as humans, as part of this planet, are going to go with it. But if we don't resonate with the Christ consciousness, or we don't want to go, we won't go. We'll have to stay here with us, all this shit. Okay, so that's what I know about it. And that's all I'm going to say. Thanks.
Well, I wouldn't say that's true, and I wouldn't say it's not true. You know, when we ask our sources about stuff, they said the future is being created in the now. And when we're talking to the Elohim, if you track it over time, they say that our group can change the future trajectories. And when people make prophecies, there's multiple timelines that each has vortices into the future. Okay? And depending on which timeline prevails as to what happens.
Right.
And when people make prophecies, they may be making them based on one timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you might say, here's what probably will happen. But then I'm a little bit reluctant to say that kind of stuff, because it might lock us into something happen just because I say it.
Really, yeah.
It doesn't have to happen. So you have to be careful with all those things.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've been learning now. I pay a lot of attention to everything they say.
Right.
And there were times when I wasn't sure of things, and I said, I'll see how it all plays out, you know?
Yeah.
And the more I listen to them, the more I trust them. The more, you know, they are very, very careful to not violate people's free will. And they have been very candid with us in the way they answer questions.
Right.
If you notice.
Yeah.
So over this many years that we've been doing it, I have a feeling it's all as it seems. But everyone has to get that themselves. They have to kick the tires until it resonates for them. And let me see, I'm going to start the recorder.
The recording has started.
I think my when I have sort of an opinion on it and sort of.
Well, David, wait a second. Let me just say the date. Today is 12/23/2019, and we're just having a seat of the pants discussion. The mics are open. And what are you going to say, David?
I was just going to say that I have a lot of my own photographs of objects in the sky in my area. I wouldn't be saying all this stuff if I didn't have that evidence already. See with your own eyes, you know, your own eyes. So I don't believe anything on the internet, but I have everything correlated with it. So thank you.
And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and somebody that I really have a good connection with, and he is just discovering some of the alternative realities that are taking place, and he's sharing them with me. Sometimes a little bit of, what's the right word? When somebody came in, would you like to say your name and your city? Okay, I should mute the dings, so I don't know. But I like to think, you know, after a bunch of, hang on just a second, I'm gonna mute the ding, I think. Okay, the dings are muted. When you realize the universe is in a constant state of recreation, and then you try to identify the future, then you take away from the recreation of source. And one of the things I notice is people try to take comfort in the idea that we're going to have a peaceful future. And our sources never guarantee that. Some people do. They say the shift has already taken place. Maybe they know stuff that we don't know. But our sources don't say that. Who's breathing out there? Stop breathing, guys. We're on the air. And now somebody's getting bored. And you know, when everything got said and done, I said, okay, I think intention changes things. And it's why I started doing Whole Planet Healing. Because we have a group intention that's really powerful. We're still unmuted. I'm still reeling a little bit from Sunday's call. And I thought if nothing else, I'm reasonably sure none of you totally understood Voyagers when I read it. Am I correct?
Correct.
I didn't make Sunday's call.
What's that?
Correct.
I didn't hear Sunday's call.
Well, you didn't hear
it. The Voyagers thing might not even be completely true anyway.
It may not be true?
Yeah, it might not be completely anyway.
Well, Terry,
Cherry channeled it, 90, and she said it was even less than that yesterday. So,
Terry, what percentage of true did they say it was?
They said it varied from chapter to chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I thought it would be a good idea, you know, on the Sunday call, we talked about these really super interesting things,
And then later, nobody can remember what we were talking about. So I thought it would be a good idea, even though I forgot yesterday, but if everybody heard something interesting, would jot down a note, and then maybe we could talk about it on even tonight, like a Monday call, talk about some of the interesting things.
Oh, it was the spinningness of the Merkava. Right?
I mean,
and I found it very interesting because I kind of thought that I was stuck in like a reverse spin there for a while, and it helps me with understanding. And yeah, I just want to say thank you. It helped me.
Like I may not understand everything, but I start to get an intuitive understanding of it.
And, yeah.
And, you know, like, for example, I get the idea that as we think with intention, we're creating our own Merkabas, our own frequencies. A Merkaba is a swirling energy. You know, I remember the guy that taught Merkaba techniques. You remember that? You know who he was?
Melchizedek.
Yeah, you worked for him.
Well, I didn't work with him. I wrote for his magazine.
Okay.
And you know, there was an interesting thing concerning him. He was teaching Merkaba techniques all over the planet. He had schools coming up. And when I wrote for his magazine, I didn't know him. I never met him. I only interfaced with the editor. And it's very interesting because the book I was reading from yesterday identifies certain things they were pointing out as being negative, okay? And some of them were somewhat surprising, but anything can be negative. I mean, anyone that can speak through someone could say this is the Elohim, but it may not be the Elohim, right? And then they say whatever they want, and we tend to give up our power towards it. Because we trust the Elohim. And in this book, somewhere in it, they said, beware of Stoth-based Merkaba techniques. Because they're spinning the Merkaba in the wrong direction. And it does not go back to source. It in fact, what she said, as I recall, is it ends up with a negative source. So, if you follow the idea, how do you know how to spin your Merkaba?
I just felt like I was ending up in negative past timelines.
Yeah. There's probably a correct way to spin your Merkaba. And it's like right now, you can spin your... All you have to do is think your energy field is spinning around you, and you're spinning your Merkaba, okay? And the idea is to create flows that go back to source. And... You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff about how the negative in higher realms harvests our energy. You ever hear that? Anyone familiar with that idea?
Oh, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Like Michael Tellinger. When in his talks, he talks about how when there's sporting games, it was a while back ago, I heard him talk, and I skimmed through his book, but how in sporting events, there were times where stadiums had radiation antennas to pick up the emotional energy at a sporting event and send it to be harvested by negative sources.
What did they yell at sports? They yell rah.
What's that? Well, they yell rah, rah, rah,
rah.
Right.
you know what they call that stuff? It's called loosh.
Yeah, loosh.
Right. Yeah.
Loosh.
I've heard that word. Loosh.
Right.
Loosh.
And they extract it from us, and they use it. And they use it from fear.
You want your blanket?
Use it from happiness, from anger, from sorrow. You know, anytime there's a riot or there's, hate. I think the UFOs are involved too. So, I don't know. But who knows?
And even church spires are designed to project energy to negative sources, okay? That harvest it. Church spires. Yeah.
Spire.
Now, I mean, I'm not saying any of this is true. I'm not even saying this a guy.
Yeah.
It's true that we're doing that. I don't like to talk about other people and say things about them publicly in particular. So,
can I say one thing?
Probably. Yeah. Go ahead.
Bottom line, like with us and them and the media, I think if you look at it like we're doing a deed for them, because we look at TV and we get 15 million people looking at one event and sway them to think a certain way, then it sort of that whole energy we're talking about can actually manifest it to happen. Okay, so that we're actually doing and creating their world for them, you know, by accident, we didn't know. So, see, that's where we talk about going inside and finding ourselves and being in the center instead of either way, no emotions, so they can't draw anything. So,
That's Dave. Is that Dave talking?
Yeah.
Somebody just flushed. Did somebody just flush their toilet?
That wasn't me. Sorry.
It was you?
I'm me.
It was not him.
Oh. Is that a toilet flush, Terry?
Nobody's going to admit to that.
It wasn't here.
A while back ago, when we started doing these calls, and I was trying to figure out what to do with everybody on the call, I said, okay, we're going to have a group toilet flush and make all our negativity go down the toilet. Was anybody on the... You remember it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There was this giant sucking sound all around the world.
And running.
That's
water,
a great idea.
Extract the energy from the water.
Oh, one night when I'm a little out of it, we'll try it on Whole Planet Healing. And then occasionally I used to play I Just Called to Say I Love You. And that was always good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
But I think, you know, I think the most incredible thing that we are all learning is what the Christ consciousness actually is. And experiencing it. And all the fun we have at the beginning of the calls is a manifestation of that consciousness. And we're learning about those energies just by being here. Does that make sense to all of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, chills.
Definitely.
It's practice to be in the that frequency, if you like.
Yeah. But you know what? Until you experience it, you can't explain it to someone. It's very hard. And when people look at you or look at a group that's doing it, doing it for somebody laughing.
Yeah, it's me. When people look at you when you're trying to tell them something like that, and they just look at you like you're really crazy. Yeah.
Their eyes change.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I laughed. I was just relating.
You know, some of you don't. When you're talking about somebody, you know, something when you're selling is called the takeaway. You got, anyone know what the takeaway is?
No.
No. Well, it'd be like, you know, we do these calls and everyone gets really joyous and happy, but I don't think you get anything out of it. So don't waste your time. That's a takeaway. It's a close that salespeople are taught. Okay?
Yeah.
And it actually works. Because inside...
They want it?
Yeah.
They want to check it out.
Yeah.
There's this incredible energy on this call. And people really get joyous and happy. But I don't think it's for you. Because you would probably think they're a cult.
That's funny.
Or they think something's up, don't they?
What's that?
Another agenda.
Yeah, they always think you have an agenda, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but like you said, there's nothing here to believe in. We're not pushing any agenda.
No.
This is just, yeah. You know, it's just, you take it, you resonate, or you don't. So.
Right. No, I think...
agendas, love.
You know, an interesting thing that Jesus said, and I think he said this.
There's more.
He said a lot of interesting things. He said something like, it's better that you never heard about me Then you heard about me and walked away.
Yep.
Didn't Jesus say that?
Wow. Basically, if the people that don't know about it and didn't hear about it, weren't taught about it, then they're automatically saved. Okay? Or they were hidden from it. Mm-hmm. But if you know about him and you turn your back, he's coming back with a sword this time. Not a good time or something to tell you how to live.
That sounds like a negative spin to me.
It is.
Yeah.
That's how this world is.
I don't think Jesus would.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Jesus would say that, Dave.
I don't
know. He didn't say.
But it might be true.
But I've heard religious, like the priest class say things like that. But I don't think it's true from Jesus, Christ consciousness standpoint.
And I can't stand down my word. I'm just blabbing my mouth. You know, I'm not a historian or religious.
Well, you know, you can yod your mouth, but just be careful because if you say the wrong thing, you're going to go to hell.
But
you make me
in there, done that.
You know, when you're wrong.
I thought this was hell. down here.
I think it is.
Yeah. This is a really tough place to be, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And try to be a good, you know, moral person here. It's tough. It's a challenge.
Yeah, consistently.
Yeah. Lots of people think there's no such thing as hell.
Isn't it interesting that we say hello?
Yeah. I've thought about that before too. Like,
Heaven's yes. But we get such an interesting take on everything. Like the heaven realms are not the highest place you can go.
That's right. Like learned that. Yeah.
It's like a rehabilitation place.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really have a life here. You need rehab.
it's like when a boxer is in a boxing match and he goes to his corner and his coach throws water on him and says, nah, 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 and then throws him out again for another round.
Back out. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, man.
So you wonder, in boxing, do they use holy water?
They should.
Probably, it depends on the religion. They use holy water or Manischewitz wine.
She's deuterium depleted water.
Yeah.
No, we're making jokes here. Yeah, it's funny. Come on. But I don't think it's about learning things in your mind and remembering them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more like getting your instincts so sharp that you would respond on a gut level rather than a mental level.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I think
that carries through from one life to another, okay?
Yeah.
You know, not having your mind trained to say, how can I say it? You know, you try to make a criteria and control your life from your mind, and it won't work. I mean, I find myself, the more I trip along and don't know anything, the more I make happen, you know?
Exactly.
Like today I went to call a store that we sell product to, okay? And, you know, there's a very strange thing happening in Sedona. We have three stores here, and they all sell the gold pendants, okay? All three of them. And in the last few days, they all sold out because there are Chinese and Japanese people coming in and buying them up. Okay.
Oh my God! Isn't that where they're made? Aren't they made in the?
Yeah, they're made in China, but it's probably it's made in another city. They probably don't, you know, they don't know about it. You know, but literally, we had to go over and deliver 21 gold pendants to a store today because they said they're coming back on Thursday and they put in an order for 21. Okay?
Great.
And we're learning something. And we have to call Oriental stores, you know? I mean, unless there's a Japanese guy that has learned that he could buy them here and sell them for $200 in Japan, he might. because
what's going on.
Market to Japan and China somehow.
Yeah. We were at a show and we were selling them, and We were selling them for like $50. And mm-hmm. some woman came by our booth and she said, "Oh, I bought the same one at the same show for $150, right?"
Whoa.
And she said, "I'll be right back. I'm going to take it back and buy yours." You know?
Hey, Mark. My goodness.
You know that there was a city, an industrial city in Japan. They named it USA. It's spelled as USA, and the product they make is a made in USA.
Oh my goodness!
Made in USA, spelled as USA.
Made in USA. Yeah.
Made in USA. In other words, like. It was given a premium value because it was made in USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or else they were saying, here's things you should never buy. But you know what? I have to say, it's getting so much more fun to do this in this past 6 months than it ever was before, because I am learning. You know, when we first started talking about this, it was like such a new thing, and I had to just keep educating people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, you know. And are people going to believe me and whatever? And I had to be much more professional. And now it's like I will call this group a beta test. Okay.
Mhm. Absolutely.
And it's like
absolutely
showing to me how this works. Really impacts people, and I am learning so much about how to talk about it in a different way now. And all I know is to say, I had to go over to the Center for the New Age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to call them, make sure the woman was there, and I ended up calling something called the Creative Life Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Creative Life Center, we got to leave in about 30 seconds. Hi, Doug, if you're listening.
Yeah.
The Creative Life Center is this nonprofit place where people do events. And people do a lot of events in Sedona. And when we first came to Sedona, I packed the room. You know, a couple hundred people, 150 people, talking about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and about the Elohim, and it was very entertaining. It was very good, except very few people really followed up. It was just entertainment, you know, New Agey entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't inclined to want to keep doing it, you know. But I didn't know how to do it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, how do you break the barriers down to put across what you really want to put across, right? And
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, one of the wisest pieces of information I got in my dream readings was, it's the insanity of passion that makes things happen in the real world. That was brilliant.
Wow. Wow.
I say one last thing.
Because you can't just beat around, you know, intellectually, because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you put your heart and soul out and everybody knows it, they're glued to you and it changes them. You know. In any case, We're going over to Whole Planet Healing. We will see you in a moment.
Cool.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you all for being here.
Hasta luego.
Merry Christmas.
This session
everyone.
Is no longer
Merry
being recorded.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, BBS. You guys rock.
Thanks, guys. Aww. Much love. Enjoy. Eat well.
Is that Don now, or is that still Doug?
Oh, this is still Doug. I can speak a little different. Should I speak in a little bit more of a different tone? Because I can talk a little bit up here. I can talk way up here. I'm not sure which it is. Does Don talk up here, or is Don talk here, or is Don talk down here?
Well, Don is not usually as relaxed as you are, unless he's drunk.
Ah, well, he nips away once in a blue moon, yeah. No, I'm just cheery because, yeah, what can I say? I like to put myself in that mood.
Do you remember the night that we were on VBS and Don was totally drunk on the Don and Wynn show? Do you remember that?
I plead the fifth. No. Much love, everybody.
Say hi to Don from us. We
thank
love him.
You. Thank you. Thank
same
you,
like
Hans.
You, Doug.
I will. I will. Enjoy your Christmas. I really, truly hope everyone really enjoys it. Spends.
We feel your sincerity.
Good.
Yeah.
Much love, everyone.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Goodbye.